You're listening to Comedy Central.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, Dee. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, one thing I really hope is that, as scary as it is, as scary as it will be, I hope that Democrats don't vote out of fear, but rather vote out of conviction. And, you know, I see it within a lot of people in how they talk about Joe Biden. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand Joe Biden's very popular, and I understand why many people would vote for him in the primary. What I am a little concerned about is how many Democrats I've heard saying, yeah, look, he seems a little out of touch, and doesn't seem like he has a firm grasp on, like, the modern Democratic Party, but I think he's the only way we beat Trump. And it's like, yeah, but, like, that's what people thought about Hillary as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think people have forgotten, and I understand why, because Trump is such a visceral assault on the senses. I think people have forgotten the power of voting for something as opposed to against something. Yeah. You know? Like, if you're voting for Joe Biden, go vote for Joe Biden. Be like, no, Joe Biden's my favorite person. I love what he represents. I love his records. I love Joe. I'm voting for him. Don't be like, oh, I'm scared of losing to Trump, so I'm going to pick Joe. No. Pick the person you think is the best. Go with that person. And then you go like, this is what represents the party. This is what represents the people. These are the policies. And then you go from there. It is a little scarier. But now imagine losing and then going, ah, I didn't, and I wasn't motivated, and I didn't think, and I did. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like the people just like vote for the thing. Because I'll be honest with you. I have yet to meet a single Democratic candidate who is not better than Donald Trump. I'll be honest with you. I'm not even lying. It doesn't matter who. I have yet to meet one person where I've been like, oh, you, yeah, no, Trump is better. No. Donald Trump is like, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Even in the debates around white supremacy, when people are like, oh, is your white supremacy? The fact that this is like a genuine conversation should stress people out. Do you know what I mean? The fact that you have to ask, is he a white supremacist? You know, and then people are like, is he not? And then people are like, yeah, well, maybe he says some things that inspire white supremacy. It's like, then stop saying it. So then you have to ask yourself that question. Even if you live in a world where you go like, okay, fine. Let's work with, like, the world as we see it, not assuming anything. Donald Trump says, I'm not a white supremacist. But as we've seen, white supremacists are very comfortable in taking what he says as it speaks to their agenda. Then the question is, Trump, why don't you stop saying the things that inspire the white supremacists? Then he's like, no, I don't. Then it's like, maybe then you don't mind inspiring white supremacists because your agenda is in many ways aligned to theirs. Like, maybe that's the thing. You ready?
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.